2 Chronicles chapter 21. Jehoshaphat slept with his fathers. So death for those responsible to God is just a sleep. The next they know, they awake to the judgment when Jesus comes back. And Jehoshaphat was buried with his fathers in the city of David, and Jehoram, his son, reigned in his place. He had brothers, and these were all the sons of Jehoshaphat, king of Israel: Azariah, Jehiel, Zechariah, Azariah, Michael, and Shephatiah. Their father gave them gifts, but the kingdom he gave to Jehoram. Now when Jehoram was risen up over the kingdom of his father and had strengthened himself, he killed all his brothers with the sword and some of the princes of Israel. Now you read this quite often in the record of the kings, that when they became king, they then strengthened themselves. They established themselves and became strong. And then quite often you read that they go wrong. Well, Jehoram did that. He strengthened himself and then he killed all his brothers. So there was no opposition to him. A terrible thing to do. So you see that when you start out in life, you're at school and you're studying and you're trusting God to get you through school and your exams, and then you go into some sort of job or career. You're trusting God for that. You're young and you realize you need God's help. And then people establish themselves in life and God actually does that for them, but then often they slip spiritually. You've got to make sure that doesn't happen to you. And of course, we can slip at any time, but it's normally when we feel strong, and we are not strong of ourselves. This is why you've got to keep on trusting in God, and why God will often give you setbacks in life that make you trust in him. Jehoram was 32 when he began to reign, and he reigned 8 years in Jerusalem. He walked in the way of the kings of Israel, as did the house of Ahab, for he had the daughter of Ahab as his wife. He did what was evil in the eyes of Yahweh. Well, Ahab was the king of Israel, the 10 tribes, and although they were technically the people of God, they were very astray, very, very astray, and very far from God, worshipping idols and so on. And he married one of these people, and she led him astray. When you get married, you marry not only a person, but a family and a culture. And this is where you've got to be so careful, that even if someone is technically a Christian in the body of believers, theoretically, that doesn't mean that they're actually with God. Just as these people in the family of Ahab could technically have said that we're, you know, in the family of God, but they weren't really. They were, sure, they were Israel, but Paul says, they are not all Israel who are of Israel. So you've got to watch your friends and certainly watch who you marry, even if they claim to be believers. But Yahweh would not destroy the house of David because of the covenant that he had made with David, and as he promised to give a lamp to him and to his children always. In his days, Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah and made a king over themselves. And then Jehoram came by night and attacked the Edomites who surrounded him. Edom revolted from under the hand of Judah to this day. Then Libnah revolted at the same time from under his hand, because he had forsaken Yahweh, the God of his fathers. He made high places in the mountains of Judah, and he led Judah astray. A letter came to him from Elijah the prophet, saying, "Thus is Yahweh, God of David, your father." Now, by the way, this is evidence to me that when Elijah was snatched up into the sky, he wasn't actually taken up into heaven itself. He was snatched away and he came down somewhere on earth. That's actually why the sons of the prophets went out looking for him. They guessed this is what had happened, but they didn't find him. But you see, he continues his ministry because now he sends a letter. And the letter says, "Thus says Yahweh, God of David, your father, you have not walked in the ways of Jehoshaphat, your father, nor in the ways of Asa, king of Judah, but have walked in the way of the kings of Israel. And you have made Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem to turn away like the house of Ahab did. And you've slain your brothers who were better than yourself." So the sin that he committed was not only what he himself did, but in making other people sin. God is particularly sensitive to that. "Therefore, Yahweh will strike with a great plague your people and your children and your wives and all your substance, and you shall have great sickness by disease of your bowels, until your bowels fall out by reason of the sickness day by day. Yahweh stirred up against Jehoram the spirit of the Philistines and the Arabians. They came up against Judah, broke into it, carried away all the substance that was found in the king's house, his sons and his wives. So there was no son left him except Jehoahaz the youngest. After all this, Yahweh struck him in his bowels with an incurable disease. And after 2 years, his bowels fell out by reason of his sickness, and he died of severe diseases. His people made no burning for him. 32 years old was he when he began to reign, and he reigned in Jerusalem 8 years. He departed without being desired. They buried him in the city of David, but not in the tombs of the kings.